Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 7, 2023. How the Creator Works on a Person. Question. Mark Twain said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years." Don't we ever see that this is all as though within us? That is, I always see that this is him who has become wiser. And I was smart all the time. Answer, yes. We are amazed at the changes in other people without realizing that it is due to our changes. Question, but sometimes it is still said that I have matured, I have become wiser. A person sometimes says that. Is that the right thought? Answer, yes. Question, at what point does this revolution take place that I have suddenly changed? Answer, this is the work of the Creator on man. Question, so I am changing and the world is changing? Is this the formula? Answer, this is the formula. But who is changing me? Question, does the Creator change me? In response to what? Or is it just his will? Answer, this is in order for me to gradually determine that I am in his power, and he commands the world that only he created. And I am grateful to him for doing all these metamorphoses with me. Question, am I grateful afterward? And before that, is there still hard work going on? Answer, of course. Comment, in order to tell me how I grew up, how I misunderstood my father, what he was like. My response, no, it wasn't you who misunderstood. It was the Creator who guided you through all these states. That is why you have become smarter. Question, so as a result, as Mark Twain wrote about his father, I am saying the same thing about the Creator? Answer, yes. Comment, so, when I got smarter, I realized that you are good and doing good. But until it happens. My response, it doesn't matter. After all, a person reaches such a state when he dies. And then he understands, realizes. Question, who is he? You said, a person dies and then you say, he understands and realizes. Answer, a man, in his soul. Comment, but he's dead. My response, and what does it mean that he died? Question, what do you mean he died? You said, a person dies and then understands. Answer, and then he understands and realizes what it means that the Creator has guided him through all the states of this life. Question, and who is he who understands? Answer, a man. Comment, but he's already gone. He's dead. My response, that he was buried or burned? So what? Question, and where is he, the man? Answer, spirit. This is the man. Question, so, it is immortal, this spirit? Answer, of course. Question, you are saying that there is an eternal part in a person that feels everything, goes through everything, and it only? Answer, yes. Question, and this shell, this body? Answer, you can bury it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 1, 2023. Responsibility for the world. Question, you currently spend a lot of time explaining the principles of Kabbalah in an easy way. Rabash did not need to descend to the level of other people, he just talked and that is it. How different was the language of his explanations from the one you are using for us now? Answer, you receive the material in a much more systematized way. Every day I give you a huge amount of information, which is more and more chewed over, adapted, and presented in different aspects. You have no idea what you possess. Rabash was very stingy with words. There are recordings of his lessons and recordings of his conversations with me. You can listen to them and see to what extent it was in unfinished hints. By the way, he wrote amazingly, but could not express himself in spoken form. Question, how did you manage for such a long time without knowing so many things, Without attainment. Answer, there was no way out. This is what I was born for. What is there in life besides this? And how does a hard-working person manage when he is responsible for his family? I have a different responsibility. I was given the opportunity to learn from a great Kabbalist, to gain everything I could from him in order to become his follower. This is a huge responsibility. And it sets you up, alerts, and mobilizes you. At the same time, I did not feel any self-importance, but the importance of the mission itself was more or less clear to me. Therefore, I pursued only one goal, to absorb from the teacher all I could. Of course, there were also very bad times when I weakened and neglected him. I had to go through everything. That is how I worked. But of course, from above you receive strength, opportunities, conditions, and properties. How can you refuse such an important task if you feel the significance of your mission at least in some way? I had no other choice. And now I do not have one student. I have a group, the World Group, which is my collective student. It includes everybody as separate parts. Like in a living person, there are legs and arms, parts close to the soul and remote from its inner attainment, gross parts of the body and more subtle ones, so is the World Group. And everyone is needed. That is how I treat everyone. I just pass information trying to fill everyone. We will live and see what happens in the end. But I have no other choice, and I cannot choose one person although there are students who are closer to me, those with whom I work. From CabTV's I got a call. The teacher May 7th, 2011. The sacrament of sleep. Question. You say that it is important for a person to correctly adjust himself before going to bed. Does it mean that sleep can also be used as a part of the methodology? Answer, sleep is disconnection of our animalistic body from the inner, spiritual body, which without external corporeal disturbances connects to a huge brain, a vast holographic system of the universe and performs archiving of all the data. Therefore, a great work takes place during sleep, and it all depends on how we prepare for sleep. It is enough to dedicate 15 minutes to this. Question: what other elements should be considered before going to bed? Answer: none. Just before going to bed, you must mentally tear yourself away from life, from family, children, from all your past affairs, and again come into contact with spiritual matters. Only spirituality stands before you, puzzles, and fills you. With this, you go to sleep. Question: how do you prepare yourself before going to bed? Or do you already do it automatically? Answer: before going to bed, I work on the computer and watch the news purely for information. It is interesting how spirituality manifests itself in our world. Then with a few small concrete thoughts I go to sleep. This is enough because I am in it all the time. When I watch the news, I practically do not break away from spirituality. Students whom I advise to prepare for 15 to 20 minutes are a different matter. I take into account that a person before that worked, went about his business, family, and everything else, that is, all his systems were directed to other sensations, and he must again put himself in order, correctly direct himself toward the purpose of creation. Therefore, I say that you need to read the material for 15 minutes and think about it. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Sacrament of Sleep, July 9, 2011. Work in inverse mode. Question: you work with your desires. What exactly do you do? Answer: there are desires inside me that seem alien to me. As far as I can draw desires that exist in my imagination outside of me to myself, make them my own so that they are like myself, to this extent I move forward. The system that I reveal as the one inside me makes me unite all its elements and feel that this whole world is not external, it is inside me. As it unites with me, I feel its greater depth, the forces that govern it, And I contribute as much as I can to the good influence of all these forces inside me. Inside me. You may ask, where are all the others? There are no others. There is no one. Everything is inside me. Moreover, these are forces of huge negative or positive magnitude, of various forms. And all this is inside me, there is nothing outside. Therefore, I work inside myself. But you can say, then why do you need to teach? Stay inside yourself and sort through all your bugs. There is nothing else to do. Right. In fact, this is how Kabbalists worked. There is double work here because what seems to me to be outside of me but is actually mine requires double correction. When I correct myself by bringing inanimate, vegetative, and animate parts closer to me, this is one kind of work. But when I work with those who seem to me as independent people, this is completely different work. These are my desires that allegedly have some independence from me. They are my own, but I can only correct them when I work against them as if they were outside of me. Thus, on these desires I kind of learn how to get out of myself. And then, by bringing all 8 billion different desires closer to me, my inner mini-humanity, through the fact that they want to unite, I rise to the level of the Creator. This is achieved precisely by the fact that such an illusion, such a picture, such a performance, such a theater, has been created outside of me and I convince all the actors, let us unite together. These are my personal desires, but I must convince them of the need for unity. In this way I correct my egoism, turn it over. I work in this inverse mode. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Unreal Reality, June 27, 2011. Manipulation or explanation? Question: how is it that a Kabbalist who has many students can so competently and so masterfully introduce everyone to the material? I have heard a person say, I have met with various people who can manipulate, but a Kabbalist is a person who can manipulate in such a way. And you will also ask him to manipulate you again. Where did you get such abilities, such techniques that you use? Answer: these are not moves but simply a deeper knowledge of human nature and society. There are no moves here. I do not manipulate people. On the contrary, I explain everything to them and like a child with a pacifier, with a spoon, I try to give my knowledge little by little so that they have their own tools, their own abilities. Kabbalah tries to make an independent person out of man so that he is independent from anyone. Everyone should become like the integral nature, call it the Creator, no matter how. It is just the name that confuses people. And manipulate, you do not manipulate anyone here. You explain how everything works. And he wonders, how can you know all this? Really, look how you tricked me. Did I trick you? I explained to you. At the same time, I led you to another opinion. Right. You can make a completely different decision now. Right. But isn't it logical? Is it forced? Did I force you? Did I twist you? Did I manipulate you in some way? Or did I give you some thoughts, waves? No. I am telling you everything realistically and very slowly so that you slowly adapt to the new knowledge and you yourself would begin to understand that this is truly a real picture of the world and you live in some kind of bubble. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Fraud number one in the world. May 28, 2011. How to correct an ugly world? Question: you speak about the spiritual world as a world of harmony, and about our world as disharmony. Is there any example from animate or vegetative nature that when looking at it from the outside it is immediately clear that it is a nightmare and needs to be corrected? Answer: we have nothing to correct in this world except ourselves because we can only correct our desires. The desires of objects of inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature are given from above, and all of them instinctively follow the laws and rules that exist within them. They do not have any free will. So we cannot say that some reptile ate a person, and therefore this crocodile is bad and must be killed. We kill it. For the fact that it has such a program. Then you should turn to the Creator and not to this unfortunate crocodile. I remember once we were visiting a friend of mine in Miami, and he said, "This is the second day that I have not seen my dog." There were small lakes around his house where alligators lived, and they freely crawled out onto land. The dog owner thought that his dog jumped over the fence and was eaten by alligators. So do we have to shoot these alligators now? What are they guilty of? This is the natural reaction of an animal to an animal desire when a large animal desire absorbs a small one. At the same time, they are mutually absorbed, ensuring each other's existence, and thus the movement of nature continues. Any desire always consists of inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels. It can only be corrected on a human level. If you correct it, then all these desires connect together, and all of them are considered corrected, since the human level is, so to speak, the head of all desires. Therefore, it is said that when we come to a complete correction, the wolf and the lamb will walk together in a friendly manner on the green lawn, and a little boy will guide them. This is actually so because all these desires will come to the right combination with each other. That is, the correct human desire will connect the inanimate, vegetative, and animate desires and give them the right direction to work in this symbiosis. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Ugly World, June 27, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the meaning of the Tefillat HaDerech, traveler's prayer or wayfarer's prayer? The meaning of the Tefillat HaDerech, traveler's prayer or wayfarer's prayer, is that we leave the place where we think we live, to another place and path. We do not know how long we will be on the road and when we will reach our destination. Maybe we think it will take just a couple of minutes, and then we find ourselves on a path that takes several years, which could start seeming endless. Where the prayer writes, "Lead us in peace," it means that we should bring no harm to anyone in our path forward in life, that is, in what comes from us outwardly to others. Likewise, direct our steps in peace means to let there be peace for ourselves and for everyone we encounter on our path forward. And cause us to reach our destination in life. Joy and peace means that ultimately, everything we do on our path should be good for everyone. The direct literal translation of Tefillat HaDerech is prayer of the path. What is the path? It is absolutely everything, and it is endless, the prayer of our direction and our existence, that is, how our lives should be. Save us from every enemy and ambush, from robbers and wild beasts on the trip, and from all kinds of punishments that rage and come to the world means that we should observe our movements from one inner state to another. It does not discuss geographical locations. Rather, it emphasizes our peaceful progress so that we avoid problematic encounters with anyone and so that we safely reach our destination, a place where we connect with others with ever greater bonds of kindness. The path is thus the direction to more and more connection with others and nature. Why else would we wish to leave our abodes? It is so that we exit to a greater connection time and again. The robbers are then those obstacles sent to us on the path, which help us further connect with each other in order to reach our true and final destination in life, the purpose of our lives. We never make a prayer in order to have a smoother path, but we wish for the path to bring us to our destination, to more and more closeness among each other and with the single good and benevolent force in reality, which Kabbalists call the Creator. Since coming to closeness with each other and the Creator depends on us adjusting our attitude to be good and benevolent outwardly to them, then we come to discover that they are one and the same. Then the prayer continues, "May you confer blessing upon the work of our hands and grant me grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us." It refers to us treating the world and everything that comes our way as best as we possibly can. That is, Trying to justify everything and staying connected to the idea that everything stems from the single good and benevolent force, the Creator. By doing so, we ourselves become benevolent conduits of goodness. This is the meaning of "May you confer blessing upon the work of our hands." There can only be a blessing if we strive for greater closeness. Without an effort to reach more closeness with each other and the Creator, then we would not be able to ask for such a connection, and we would accordingly receive no blessing. The prayer then ends, "And bestow upon us abundant kindness and hearken to the voice of our prayer, for you hear the prayers of all. Blessed are you, GD, who hearkens to prayer." That is, the prayer ends in us thanking the Creator for hearing the prayer. However, does the Creator really hear this prayer? It is important to understand that the Creator is the single force of reality that acts within us, and so everything we think and say, we say practically with His desire. In general, He does it all Himself. In other words, the Creator Himself places the prayer into our mouths as He is the single force that exists in everything. It is important to understand that this prayer is not simply a prayer for travelers who leave onto the road from one geographic location to another, but it is a prayer for the path of life. Everything that is implied in the Torah, in prayers, is all a means for our exit into life, and life in its fullest meaning is the eternal and perfect life that we attain when we learn to apply the same attitude of the Creator, goodness and benevolence, from ourselves outwardly. In order for such a prayer to truly be heard, it is insufficient to simply say it with our mouths. We rather need to pronounce it in our hearts. When the prayer comes from our heart, then it is of utmost importance, and it influences the Creator. Here is the prayer, "Tefillat Hardy Rich, may it be your will, GD, our GD and the GD of our fathers, that you should lead us in peace and direct our steps in peace, and guide us in peace, and support us in peace, and cause us to reach our destination in life, joy, and peace. Save us from every enemy and ambush, from robbers and wild beasts on the trip, and from all kinds of punishments that rage and come to the world. May you confer blessing upon the work of our hands and grant me grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us, and bestow upon us abundant kindness and hearken to the voice of our prayer, for you hear the prayers of all. Blessed are you, GD, who hearkens to prayer." Based on CAB TV's news with Dr. Michael Leitman with Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka on May 22, 2023. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.